pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, let us extend our thoughts and giving as we work to enrich the lives of our residents. Let our deliberations be free of rancor and filled with the concerns of others rather than ourselves. Let us plan beyond the obvious that we might protect our neighbor from the unintended consequences of the shallow thought. Let us remember that we are the people's servant, not they ours. Let us proceed in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. I would like to call the Kendall County Board meeting, adjourned September meeting for April 16th at 9 a.m. to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sessage?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
She will not be here today.
Mr. Giles?
He will not be here today.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Stickers?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the county board minutes as written from March 19th?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I may have a motion to approve the agenda as written.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Sessage, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition. I would like to first recognize former chair Ann Vickery.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Chairman Greider, Eric, members of the board, other elected officials. My name is Ann Vickery. I live at 4728 Chicago Road, Manuka, Illinois, and I'm here today because I want to thank John Purcell for all the years that he has served the county board.
My phone's ringing.
And with that, I would like to give you a little history of John and I on the board together. And I, you know, really, I don't remember what year John was really elected. I want to say around 2002, 2000. John was just a kid, the youngest member in the boardroom, cocky and determined, and not much has changed. I think most of you would agree. Only Liz and John still remain of those who served during my tenure on the board. But most of the other elected officials here who were here when I was here knew that John and I were never afraid to do battle. In fact, we enjoyed it. And one of them was epic. In 2010, John wanted to be chairman of the board, and we had this battle at the courthouse that went 54 rounds of him and I going against each other. We're five men and five women. And 54 rounds, and during that 54 votes, John and I took three different breaks. We went out in a private conference and we duked it out. And during that evening at the historic courthouse, it was kind of a very interesting night. And when the final vote was taken, John was made our chairman. We ended up, John got what he wanted and I got what I wanted. John was chairman, and five of the women who were on that board that night ended up with five of the most important committee chairmanships that were there. And the truest thing there was, not only was it an epic battle, but it showed true compromise. The men got what they wanted, the women got what they wanted, and through the years, John and I had many battles over a number of issues, but most of the time, when it was all over, we ended up in a bar. And that's where we sat down and figured out how to make it all work. The county is losing a champion for the taxpayers and for the betterment of Kendall County and the Forest Preserve. John has never shied away from doing what he thought was best for the people he represented. He probably has never been the most popular guy in the room because a lot of times he had to carry the water. He probably had to go up against elected officials and other department heads when it came to be budget time. And the next chairman of Budget and Finance is going to have some big shoes to fill. It can be a very difficult job, and certainly not a job if you want to be popular. I know Latrice has been a godsend to this county in keeping the day-to-day finances of the board in order, and all of us who worked with her previously and to this day are grateful for her expertise. The city of Yorkville is the new winner and will have a new mayor, one who's had his whole life invested in this city and in this county, a person who will do a great job. With that said, I hope that some of you will take away with, when John leaves, some of his attributes. His brains, his courage to stand, because again, like I said, somebody's going to have to carry the water and it will not make you very popular. A good attendance for those people who not only elected you, but truly hired you. Thousands of people hired you to do this job. And being a little cocky when it's needed, and most important, the ability to compromise with each other. And to you, John, for all you did for Kendall County and for all the great battles, I am so happy for you and your family that it did not take as many times for you to get elected mayor as it did to be elected on the county board. And in closing, I just want to recognize some of the things that happened during your tenure, John. The remodel of the current administration building, the new pod and the increase of 110 beds at the jail, a new health department building, $25 million expansion to the Kendall County Courthouse, the KenCom build-out in the basement of the public safety building, and I think the county loaned KenCom $1 million to get that done, and over a 10-year payment. Is that correct? Do I remember that right? The renovation of the historic courthouse through the help of former Speaker Denny Hastert, Governor Ryan, and Tom Cross. And I also think the building of the morgue and the facilities building were all done during your tenure here. Again, I thank you and congratulations.
Thank you for that. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I was going to say John has one more meeting before he is set to take off for the city of Yorkville. So we'll have more opportunities to get some digs in on him over the next few weeks. But I know that Chairman Vickery wanted to come out and say something today. And so thank you for that. John, do you have any retort, or you want to just let it sit out there?
No, I appreciate that, Ann. Thank you very much. Yes, we did have some battles. We probably still will. just in other ways. Did Ray make it with you today?
No, he thought it was best.
Okay. I figured we could have a Jim Beam together. But I appreciate it. I was not expecting that today. You know, Scott whispered to me last night. He said, somebody was thinking of coming to say something tomorrow. He didn't say who. But I told him I said another meeting, so I didn't expect anything today. But at least I wore a better shirt than normal. I had this lousy, wrinkled shirt on. And my wife looked at me, and she said, you are not wearing that to the meeting today. You will have to cover that up. So I went back. I said, does this work? I'm going to tell you a little story about this shirt, though. So since I have it on today. So years ago, when I was a kid, my mother, she gave my dad, for Easter or Father's Day, I think it might have been Easter, you know, gave him this nice shirt. He pulls it out of the box. And, of course, anyone who knew my dad, he was one of the nicest people you ever meet, way nicer than I am and ever could be, and that's not an exaggeration at all. But he pulls this shirt out, and he says, oh, Virginia, honey, whatever you call it. Oh, my God, I love this shirt. She kind of chuckles, and she said, well, I bought you that same shirt last year, and you never wore it. So fast forward to last year, I had my 50th birthday, and several of you were in attendance, and I appreciate those who came out. And so my mother gives me this shirt. Well, she gives me a box, and I open up later on, and I look at it, and I'm like, wow, this is a nice shirt. And Jackie, she says to me, she gave me that same shirt last year. I said, no, she did. She says, there's one up in the closet. And sure as hell, I looked up in the closet, first time I ever wore either of them. I opened it up tonight because I had a nasty shirt on. And she said, you can't wear that. So I put this one on. And so anyway, Ann, thanks for the words. I really was not prepared to say anything today, but thank you very much. And you all got one more meeting with me, so don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
Well, thank you. Now I'm going to take the meeting back from you, John. and with that, special recognition, employee recognition presentation. What do we have, Scott? Or Valerie? Yeah. Okay.
So those backpacks aren't for me to take my stuff and leave?
That's a wheelbarrow.
Does that mess you up?
I'm going to do that, sure.
No.
Take it easy.
picked me up, so.
I'm going to talk this way. All right, first off, I'd like to thank all of you. This is always one of my favorite days of the year where we can recognize our employees that work so hard on behalf of Kendall County. I think we really are blessed here in Kendall to have so many great people that work for us. So the first ones up are 10 years of service. Christina Villegas, if you want to come on up. When I call your name, just come on up to the front. Connie Pinks, 10 years. Tim Corrales, 10 years. Patrick Higgins, 10 years. And I should mention everybody, I guess, where we're at, too. Christina is in the health department. Connie is voter registration. Tim is highway. Pat is forest preserve. Brian Harrell, sheriff. County clerk, Debbie Gillette, 10 years.
Yeah.
Even though they don't recognize the county board members, we recognize countywide. Just no editorial comment there. Corinne Collins, circuit clerk. She has a nice jacket I saw upstairs. It's coming.
She's working.
Yeah. Latrice Caldwell. Latrice. 10 years. Admin. And as mentioned earlier in the meeting, our financial guru for the county. Lisa Bowen, sheriff's office. And that's the end of our 10 years of service. Thank you, each of you, for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You want to do a photo?
We'll get a photo.
Do you want me to hand these out?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Sorry, this changes everything.
We need to move it in a little bit. Jim's always sets us just right.
Tim, I gave you the wrong one. This is what happens. You're supposed to do this.
I can do it.
Connie Pinks.
Sure. Get everybody?
Just take a picture. Go ahead.
Closer. Here, stand up here, Valerie. You should be in here too.
No.
Thanks. You got the back. Well, Brian Carl. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we're recognizing the 15-year Michelle. Is it Parrott or Perot?
Perot.
15 years court services. Kimberly Kleinprince, Health Department, 15 years. Emily Carlson, circuit clerk, 15 years. You'd stand for the.
See, I think the way
it's
got.
It's a lot shorter.
All right.
Emily. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great background.
It is. Oh, now they're.
Oh, now we're off.
Okay. I can send you pictures also.
Thank you. All right, 20 years. We've got Patricia Walker, Treasurer's Office. Brian Holdeman, Planning, Building, and Zoning. Mitch Hatton, Sheriff. Joseph Gillespie, Sheriff, also our EMA Director. Although, how long have you been doing EMA? Not quite, 20?
About 19 years.
19 years? And that's our 20 years.
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
25 years, technology, Gina Haugy.
You're gonna have to put your own picture on the website, though.
I expected to see Z picture.
No.
Congratulations. All right, 35 years, Health Department, Diane Alford. You were hired when you were born.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, 45 years of service.
What?
Hired before she was born. Ginger Gates, Highway Department. Congratulations. And thank you all. We do appreciate this. This is a great time for me to be able to recognize each of you individually. And on behalf of the board, we all thank you for your service to our county. Thank you. And then we have some treats upstairs, so we're gonna take a quick recess and welcome everybody to come on up to the third floor, where we'll have some refreshments. Thank you. I'm calling this meeting back to order. Next up, public comment. Executive session, any need at this time? Old business? New business? May I have a motion for, actually, I gotta open the public hearing to obtain public comment and consider economic, social, and environmental effects of the application for public transportation financial assistance under Section 5311 of the Federal Transit Act of 1991 as amended, 49 U.S.C. Section 5311. Is there anyone who would like to speak to that? I am closing this public hearing. May I have a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between Mutual Ground and the Kendall County Sheriff's Office and Kendall County for services to victims of sexual assault who are in custody of the Kendall County Jail in accordance with the Prison Rape Elimination Act?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion on this?
Have we done this before?
Yes.
Same.
Same thing.
Just a renewal.
Roll call.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All ayes, thank you. And I did, this is gonna be out of order, but wanted to just recognize Armando Rodriguez, who is not in the room, but he was in the room for his tenure award from Court Services and just got missed on our list. And I know some of you were able to talk to him upstairs, but did want to take a second and recognize him and thank him for his service to our county. Next up, may I have a motion to approve an agreement with Standard and Associates, Inc. to conduct an assessment for KCSO operations sergeant testing in an amount not to exceed $7,600?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Sessage, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion? Mr. Purcell?
Thank you.
Commander, don't call me Sergeant Peters.
Deputy. Is this budgeted?
Yes, we did budget for it, sir. I'm sorry, this is Chief Deputy Mike Peters from the Kendall County Sheriff's Office. We did have money in the budget for this. This quote comes in at $7,600. We budgeted $7,100, however, that was originally for 15 candidates, and we have 11 candidates, so we believe we're gonna be able to save a half a day of assessment, and so coming under the $7,100, we had allotted for this.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Essage?
Yes.
All ayes, thank you. Elected officials report and other department reports. Sheriff? Chief Deputy?
Hey, good morning. Again, Chief Deputy Mike Peters. I just wanted to bring you aware of a couple of the things that we've been working on. Our body scanner was installed last Thursday, and we're currently in the training process, training our trainers and getting all of our staff trained. So we look forward to having a little bit more solid feedback for you in the future on how that's actually working and how that's benefiting us. Additionally, our transport van has came in, so we're working on getting the emergency equipment on that and hope to have that up and operational within a couple of weeks. And then lastly, I'd like to mention that our police memorial is going to be at the courthouse on May 8th at 11 o'clock. Obviously, we appreciate everybody's support. And at this, Trooper Kowalski will be added to the memorial. He passed away in 1993 and lived in Yorkville and served our area through District 5 during his term. Thank you.
All right, thank you. County Clerk.
My revenue report is in the packet. If anybody has any questions, today is the last day where we can receive any vote by mails that make count. After that, we will be finishing up our numbers. We will certify the election by the 23rd.
Ms. Purcell.
Do you update those on the website or not?
Update what?
The votes as they come in? Or
we are going to put those in today.
Okay.
We did not do any updates.
As they come in, but you will today?
Yes, today we will have everything that is to be counted in.
Okay. How many did you come in? I'm just curious.
It was about 250 or 80. So.
On the south side of Yorkville.
All of them. There's a report actually online that says the number of uncounted ballots and how many.
I found that one time on the website.
Yeah, it's on the website. But there's not very many.
Oh, no,
maybe 30?
Oh, 30?
Yeah.
Okay. You're all breathing a sigh of relief, too.
Any other questions for Debbie? Treasurer, Ms. Furco.
Good morning.
Morning.
You have my report in your packets. I really don't have a lot to report at this time. I spent 3 days down in Springfield last week at IACO and the mandated state requirement of treasurer's training. No matter how long we've been in office, we still have to go. So it's, you know, it's always a nice time to see what other county treasurers are doing and how they handle different things that come through their office. So, but it was a long 3 days, so I was actually glad to be back home. Debbie and I and Andy did our shredding a couple weeks ago after we did our record retention, so we got rid of quite a bit. So it's nice to always get rid of the old paperwork, so we're doing what we can to keep our storage requirements down. And then we are just currently waiting for the tax bills to come down to our office so we can get those mailed out, hopefully week and a half. That should happen, and just starting to get into the conversion. So got a lot of things going on, so that's about that. Any questions?
Mr. Purcell. I'm going to miss saying that.
What's that?
I'm going to miss saying that.
I saw you send out an email yesterday. You had some questions on that rain tree.
Yes.
Do you have any contacts or do you need somebody to contact you?
They sent me an email late last evening.
Oh,
so
they did?
Yes.
So they were made aware that there's questions.
Yes, and you know, it's more or less, you know, and maybe quite honestly, they don't know what is going to happen yet, is maybe kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
But you know, my concern is the handling of the SSA, you know, because they are still currently on our records.
Okay.
And you know, with the other situation, those were all taken care of and removed beforehand because of the resolution. You know, and I think that is my concern. Is that going to happen this time? Or, you know, because I can't just take a payment without paying the SSA if it's still out there. No partial payments can be made. So that's kind of where my concern is.
Mrs. Gilmore?
So, Jill, in your email to us, you said you did not have everything you needed from them, but do you feel like you do now?
Well, I mean, the big thing is knowing how that SSA is going to be handled on the back taxes, because that makes a big difference, not only for my office, but for Andy's office as well.
So did you get that information, or did you?
No, but I'm not sure if they know, because from what I understand, they have yet to meet with the city of Yorkville, or they're going to be meeting with the city of Yorkville.
So are we just waiting for the city of Yorkville, then?
That would be my guess.
Any idea when that's going to happen?
I'm not sure.
It's scheduled for the end of this month for discussion. I don't know.
Okay, so you'll keep us up to date on how that's going.
Yeah, and like with Lakewood, it was very different because I had been working with Dan for 2 months on you know, how this was getting handled. You know, he came to me. He wanted to know what was owed on, you know, all of the parcels. And, you know, at this point, I've had nobody come to me and even ask, well, what is the bottom line? What is it that is owed on each of the parcels? And, you know, Dan and I worked together, and we broke it down, and, you know, we knew exactly how everything was going to proceed. And like I said, I have not had that same interaction with this group as I did with the last one.
Thanks.
So, and like I said, it's also coming in a very busy time for us. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I'd like to have a really good handle on what we are going to have to do in our office to, you know, get this through.
Okay.
I'm sure Andy would, you know, like to know as well if it's going to affect his office.
Mr. Keppel and then Mr. Kellogg. Mr. Keppel, did you have any update on that? I know you had conversation yesterday.
I spoke with them briefly on the phone. I left a voicemail with David Silverman. He sent it over to their attorneys to answer. And I, after speaking with Jill to, you know, get her concerns and the information that she needs to, I'd like the board had asked that committee the whole to get them to answer the questions. And it appears that they still don't know everything. And I'm monitoring what's happening in Yorkville, and we'll report back when I find out more.
If you would just keep us up to date on when you have an idea of how much time this is going to take you. You know, in the office, especially during tax time, I'm concerned about dumping a large workload on you. But I guess also in the committee of the whole meeting, they offered help in any way they could to help you with that. And it scares me a little bit of how they can help you because it's all data entry on our system.
Yeah, there would be a little bit of an issue having an outside firm come in and make property tax adjustments.
Yes.
In our system, you know, I mean,
if they pay for overtime or if that's even overtime is possible during tax.
Yeah.
That's my concern with that for you. And
yeah, but I would not want someone, I mean, because you have access to make property tax adjustments, which you could clear out somebody's bill if, you know, you did the wrong thing in there. So there won't be anybody but my office entering them.
Ms. Sausage.
Jill, is it, I mean, as far as this process goes, there's fines and fees associated with that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking, I guess, a partial payment, if you will. Could you just take off the fees completely and then, I guess I don't really understand how that works because you're not going to be paying any of, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's why I guess I'm confused.
Okay, so here, let me just tell you. Okay, so right now, currently, all 300 and some parcels are in forfeiture status. So to begin with, we would have to take them out of forfeiture status. So that would be going in and voiding the forfeitures. Now, mind you, we're not just dealing with 1 year. We're dealing with 8 years, I believe, with them, 8 or 7 years.
Each year,
we have to go in on each parcel and void their forfeiture. So that's just taking it out of forfeiture. Depending on what goes on with the city, Andy would have to process possibly certificates of error to remove the special assessment. Again, 8 years worth, each year, 300 parcels. So it's...
Does our new software help with that?
This is a totally different system. And, you know, DevNet services over...
So do we need to upgrade that system too?
There's no upgrade to DevNet. DevNet is the top of the line when it comes to property tax services in Illinois.
Ms. Hendricks.
Sort of along the same lines, and I don't know, because I don't know your software. But is it possible to get technology services to... Here's what I'm thinking. If we know the number for each one of those properties, is it possible to get them to do a mass update on those records?
I would not think so.
As a database update?
No.
Scott?
We'd have to pay the company to possibly do it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have access. We don't have their data map. We don't have their tables. We don't have their schema to be able to dump that in there, and it would be very risky at that, because we could, if one number was off, it could really, really cause problems.
My thinking is it might be more time efficient to then verify that all of those numbers are correct and maybe ask them how much that would cost, because it could be that the savings is worth it and it takes that workload off you. And we commonly update highly sensitive records like that all the time in the commercial world, right? So maybe that's something we should at least inquire about, because if they have the possibility to do that for you and you can verify that the numbers they're getting are correct, it might be faster.
The thing with that is that you have to understand that right now they are in their very busy time. They, like I said, service over 80 counties, probably in the state of Illinois, who are all currently right now trying to get our tax bills out. And this type of service would go to the bottom.
Ms. Vickers, did I see your hand?
So I don't,
I was
you know
gonna
what
ask
I mean?
The same thing about some sort of technology solution.
Yeah. And they worked with me, you know, when I was going through the Lakewood thing. You know, this is what they said. This is what we have to do. And I'm sure that if there was a way around it, they would have brought that to my attention. They're good about that.
Well, so between you and Andy's office, how much time are we talking about that you guys would need to do these things properly?
Well, for the 40 parcels that we did for Lakewood, it took you, what, a day and a half, two days?
Yeah, something like, I think it took a couple of days to get that.
So, I mean, it kind of took us a week, maybe a little over, to process 40 parcels.
Mr. Purcell.
Well, Jill, thank you for the email, just to keep us surprised if you want.
I will do that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Clerk of the Court, Ms. Ingmussen.
Hi, I also was in Springfield the last 3 days, but we were discussing fines and fees majority of the time. As you all know, that's going to be changing July of this year, July 1st. I have the resolution tentatively. There's a draft on Judge Pilmer's desk. We're going to meet this afternoon about it. I need to know who I should present it to. Finance first or law, legislation?
I think we've historically gone through finance for those
kinds
of fees.
That's how it's always been.
Yeah. Hey, what kind of resolution?
All the fines and fees.
Oh, I thought we passed that last year.
The new law that goes into effect. What we did was change all the fees to match the ones we could change now to match what it's going to be. So some we have already changed. Like our dock storage, we upped it to 20 because under the new statute, it's 20.
I would suggest it goes through finance. You know, whether it's end of this month or May, that's fine.
Well, I will let you know when it is finalized. There is some conflicting language in the new statute that says we can't exceed a certain amount, but then there's some fees that they did not address. So
just so you know, I will be around long enough to approve the agenda for the May finance meeting, but I won't be here long enough to chair that committee meeting.
I'm really upset about that.
So I think you want to get anything new on that, maybe you're going to have to wait.
So we are waiting just to hear about a couple of fees. The clerk's office did do a letter to the Supreme Court, so we're waiting on a decision on that. So as soon as we have that, we can finalize the resolution. But there's not much change. A lot of the fees are set, so. So that's where we are there. So I'm hoping, well, maybe I'll hold off a little bit till, no, just kidding.
That's fine.
As soon as it's ready, I will let you know. Okay. Also, the judges are now, they got a new product called the AI Smart Bench. It is up and running.
Okay.
A few of the judges have gone without files, so they're using it. Next step is we will go without paper, and it'll be totally automated. So Gina, luckily we have Gina Hoggy working on this, and you know, there's some bugs, but they're getting worked out and the judges are using it. So I would say we got about half the judges going without files, which is a big help for our office because we're not pulling hundreds of files. So that's a step in the right direction, and then...
Will there be personnel savings with that? You can tell he's slipping.
Eventually. And that's what I always say, eventually.
Good.
Yes.
I mean, once in the perfect world, if it's working perfectly, eventually as people leave, we will not have to, but that's down the road. But
okay.
Well, eventually. Good. And last, we're working with the union. As soon as I have something to present, we haven't gotten into anything about pay or so. It's all been pretty basic stuff. So as soon as I have anything to report, I will let you know what they're asking, and so you can let me know your response.
Any questions for Robin? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. State's attorney, Mr. Weiss.
Two quick things. A respectful law banquet will be May 3rd. If you've not already RSVP'd, you are already late, but I'm sure they can try to get you in if you don't meet. It is a great event at Whitetail Ridge Golf Course. It really does honor the men and women who serve your community every single day. It's always great when they see the support from their local representatives who come out. So if you haven't done so, please do so already.
Do you know if we have any deputies up this year?
We do. I don't have the list. I do the presentation, so I try to not look at the list. It's got the answers on there, too. So, but yes, there are deputies. I believe there are nominations from the four main law enforcement units in Kendall County. We do have sheriff's deputies that have been nominated. Sure.
Great.
Second, there is going to be a community forum on April 29th at the Plano High School discussing mental health, drugs, and vaping regarding teens. There is a mock teenager's bedroom, which I think is kind of cool. It's not put on through us, we will be there as a representative. For parents to go through and actually see where kids and what kids are doing with items that you may not be aware of. Things that maybe when we were younger would have been something that our parents wouldn't have caught. Now that we are parents, they are doing things differently to hide things, whether it's electronics, whether it's how they hide drugs or vaping or whatever system they're using. And also trying to address some of the mental health issues that some of our younger people are facing. So should be a good discussion. It is the 29th of April. It is at the mock bedroom. We'll be open at 6, but the panel starts at 6:30, goes to 8:30, and it's the Plano High School, obviously in Plano, at 704 West Abe Street. Any more information, contact the assistant principal in Plano. That's my public service announcement. If you have any other questions about the office, I'm here to answer.
Questions for Eric? All right.
Thank you. Coroner, Ms. Purcell.
I took Tony Giles' packet.
Taking his place?
No, I just, I didn't have my report, and I was like, oh, he won't care.
No.
So, I know for a fact that my report's in your packet, page 25. For the month of March, we had 21 deaths. 20 of those were natural, one suicide death. And on that particular death, we did do toxicology and an autopsy. We responded to only two scenes during the month of March and transported just the one. On March 5th, I provided a presentation for the medical careers class at Yorkville High School. On March 6th, I facilitated the Lights of Hope support group for families and friends who've been impacted by an overdose-related death. On March 7th, Chief Deputy Coroner Gotti, he provided a presentation to the law enforcement class and health occupations class at IVIC at Indian Valley Vocational Center. On March 11th, I provided a presentation for the law enforcement class at Oswego High School. Chief Deputy Coroner Gotti attended training for the lost person behavior presented by the Illinois Search and Rescue Council, and that was on March 12th. On the 14th, I provided a presentation for Operation Impact at Oswego East High School. And during the month of March, we had a total of 13 community service hours that were served at our office. And then you can see the small breakdown of the revenue and expenses there. That is it.
Questions for the coroner? Thank you.
Thank you.
Health Department. Dr. Tokars. Welcome back to Dr. Palmer in the back.
Thank you. Good morning. I just have one announcement. Our Solid Waste Planning Committee for this spring is May the 28th from 5 to 7. That's a Tuesday evening. And it might be that member Gilmore will be reporting on that later. I'm not sure, but we had a wonderful first planning meeting for winter, really high quality input from all the persons in the room that's really going to inform this plan. So again, that's on May the 28th from 5 to 7. That's a Tuesday evening. That's an evening that lots of people have time to come and watch if they want, maybe. But at any rate, just wanted to mention that. And then, Chairman Grider, I wanted to thank you for recognizing our employees today. You can see that they appreciate it by their attendance, so thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I have a question, actually.
Oh, sorry, mm-hmm. Mr. Purcell.
Thank you. Amal, last month, Ms. Sesich and myself discussed some financing options, some funding options in front of your board. What is the status of those discussions from your board's perspective?
That's going to be discussed at the Board of Health this evening.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to the two of you for representing the board and going over there and making that presentation as well.
My pleasure.
Supervisor of Assessments, Andy Nicoletti.
Good morning. So our seniors have been keeping us busy upstairs. In an effort to eliminate some of the certificates of error that we have to process, my staff went through previous year's applications, found those that didn't return their application, and called those folks. I've had about 500 people come in to turn in their senior paperwork. Some it's because they forgot to do it. Some it's because they think that they don't realize there's two exemptions, and they think that they don't qualify for it. So it's fine, we're getting it all taken care of, and like I said, we've got about 500 that have come in. So on top of the ones who are returning this year's applications as well. So, and now I understand I'll be getting more paperwork to do. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there a more efficient way to do that? You know,
what's
rather
that?
Than make them come in, or is it?
No, that's really the only way to do it, yeah. So, because they've got the applications that they do have to renew every year. So, and not all of them qualify for the freeze, but all of them will qualify for the senior homestead provided as their primary residence, and they're still living there. Hmm. So, but like I said, we've actually had a good response. People thank us I should say my staff, not me, but thank my staff for calling and helping them get that taken care of. So
great. Thank you.
Sure.
Questions for Andy? All right. Thanks, Andy.
Yep.
Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning. Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval for WBK and the submittal of the annual report for 2019 and EBPS MS4 requirements in an amount of $1,800 plus reimbursement cost plus 10%, related invoices to be paid from the planning, building, zoning department's consultant line.
Second.
A motion by Prochaska, second by Kellogg. You want to talk about what that is?
Mr. Chairman, this is a annually required...
On page 33 of your packet.
Yeah, this is an annually required document that we are required by our National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit. This is the same scope as last year, but the cost has increased $100 from $1,700 to $1,800.
So this is something we do every year? And the document itself is the same? The report?
Yes.
Okay. Other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for approval of a request from Testa Associates Incorporated to extend the contract for completing the zoning ordinance project update IGAM 18-29 dated October 16, 2018 from March 29, 2019 to June 28, 2019.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Gilmore. Mr. Purcell.
What are the fees associated with this and where do they fit within the budget?
And before you get to that, Matt, do you want to just tell us what this is
about? This report basically we've contracted with Tesco and Associates to have Mike Hoffman go through and review every single one of our county's PVC ordinances, make sure to remove any areas that conflict, and do a general correction of things. There might be a section where it says, please refer to Section J and Section J doesn't exist anymore.
I believe we have some. Yes. It's not a hypothetical. Mr. Osselmeyer, did you have an answer to that question?
The fee is a maximum of $8,000, $4,000 of which was paid in the last fiscal year when the contract was signed, and the remaining $4,000 will be paid when the project is complete.
So it is budgeted?
Yes.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. All ayes. Thank you. Anything else from PBZ?
No, sir.
Admin HR, Ms. Gilmore.
I'd make a motion to approve the Kendall Area Transit Resolution authorizing the execution and amendment of Section 5311 grant agreement.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Hendricks. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Highway. We have a motion to approve resolution approving low bids from March 29th, 2019, letting for road and bridge construction projects on county routes and for those township project funds. Projects funded with township MFT funds. Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks, and that I think it is in your packet. Page 69. Fran, do you have anything you want to add about this? Okay. Any questions? Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Finance. Mr. Kellogg.
I'd like to make a motion to approve claims the amount not to exceed $936,628.39. and election judge pay in the amount of $43,736.22.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
To make a motion to approve.
All eyes. And before you do that, I'd like to announce that Mr. Purcell has indicated that he will abstain from this vote and therefore shall be treated as though he is not present under our board rules of order. Mr. Kellogg.
Motion to approve coroner claims in amount not to exceed $418.98.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks. Discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell? Oh, duh.
Abstain.
Sorry.
Not here.
701.
Not going to have to worry about that soon.
One more month.
All right. Do you want this or?
I'll pass this back as
Mr. Purcell.
Let him do something in his last couple meetings.
Oh, thanks. I haven't done much before, so why start now?
Yeah, right? That's right.
So the next item, the audit. We had the audit presentation, but I forgot to make a motion and have it approved. So or accepted. So I would move that we accept the FY17-18 audit.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Sesich. Discussion. Roll call.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All eyes.
Next thing is the approval of the senior levies. I'm going to read them all off in one motion. Somebody has any objection, we can pull some out. I would move that we approve the senior citizen social service levies in the amounts as follows. Community Nutrition Network, $26,546. Fox Valley Older Adult Services, $59,729. Kendall County Health Department, $57,176. Oswego Land Seniors, $54,421. Prairie State Legal Services, $9,189. Senior Services Associates, $124,562. VNA Healthcare, $10,210.
These are on page 74 of your packet. Motion by Purcell, seconded by Hendricks.
And I'm sure the question we asked, well, maybe it will, maybe it won't be, but how did we come up with the numbers? The committee feels that we probably need to appropriate more monies next year for this levy, and we didn't last year. That was probably my mistake, quite honestly. So there, one of my last meetings, I admit one of the many mistakes I've made over the years. So what we did is we increased all the amounts from last year that were granted last year, because these are the same organizations, by the CPI. No, by the amount we took. Was it inflation?
Yeah,
it was, okay. 2.1%, thank you. So that's what those numbers represent. So.
Mr. Kellogg, and then
so one thing that we're going to be working on this in the future, with the 2.1%, we go above the total levy that we currently have set for this year. So we'll be doing a budget and amendment to move the money to appropriate it correctly. We have some other budget amendments, so we're going to try and do them at the end of the year and clean everything up in one swoop, I guess. So. We'll be discussing this one more time this year.
Mr. Prochaska.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I agree that we do need to appropriate more money for senior services. My only concern about this is, as I've said in many years in the past, that there is one grantee that is receiving more than what they asked for. Granted, we did do the, what was it, 2.1% flat increase across the board. The grantee, I know, will do great things with the money we give them. My only concern is giving someone more than what they ask for. So I'll be voting against the motion for that.
Ms. Hendricks.
Having said that, I would like to report that this came out of the Finance Committee with a very feel-good feeling about it. We were all happy to do the increase. I understand his philosophical point, but it came out of Finance strongly recommended. We were very happy to provide the funds.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
No.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Motion carries 7-1. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, we have another item on the back page.
You do.
Page 2, Paul Harvey would say.
And let me just back up, you know, on that, the sure. Senior levies. I mean, these are very important, you know, this is an important part of what we do. Last night I was at the Oswegoland Seniors meeting, for example, and everyone that's on here relies on and appreciates and is grateful for these dollars. And so thank you to the Finance Committee for, you know, looking at these and taking them seriously. And I know that the recipients are grateful for what you're able to provide. So with that, Mr. Purcell.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Item 5. I will make the motion. If there's a second, I will explain it afterwards. If there's not a second, I'll God help you all.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Sesich.
So the motion is to approve the ordinance abating the taxes levied for 2018 payable 2019 to pay debt service on general obligation bonds. Alternate revenue source series 2010, 11, 16, 17 for the County of Kendall. And what that is several years ago, about 10, 12, 14 years ago, whatever it's been now, the county approved bonds to pay for these. Are they the jail and the courthouse, Jill? Do you remember? Okay, for the jail expansion, courthouse expansion. And they were, if you look, alternate revenue source bonds. So what happens is you use the sales tax, we pledge sales tax money as one of the revenue streams to pay for these. However, if there were ever a situation, unfortunately we're not in that situation, but if there were ever a situation where the sales tax dollars were not adequate enough, the bond ordinance says you will levy that tax. So if we don't do this, then we technically would have to levy the tax. So this is to help keep the levy lower. It's a good thing, it's just a formality. This is the last time I will do this for this organization. Thank you.
That's a, yeah. You're still a young man. Ms. Hendricks.
I think we find a way to make them come and do it next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to take over. A patch over with the city of Yorkville.
Oh, my Lord.
Are you making an announcement that you're disbanding the corporate charter of the city of Yorkville? So you can come back? All right. Any other comments on that? Roll call.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All
right. One other thing, I will throw this out there. I will not be taking action on this as the Finance Committee Chair. And if you all decide you want to do something further, that's your choice. But we did get the IMRF rates today. So those are out. I haven't seen those compared to last year. I think they're up slightly, but I don't know the difference. So to Dr. Palmer's concern, there, you can have some new information.
What changed on the rates? I mean, are we still 85,
9%? Oh, no, that's how much we're funded. These are actually IMRF rates for next year, and that was something the committee wanted to wait and see where they were.
Is this going to be at the next committee meeting? So we all have.
Sure, Mr. Keppel, will that be at the next committee meeting?
Absolutely.
Did I miss something?
I'm just clarifying something before I go on to the next. Oh, all right. I wanted to, before we approve the standing committee minutes, I wanted to point out something on page 60 of the HR admin committee minutes from April 1st. There's an item in there that says that the state's attorney was not inclined to send staff to the admin HR meetings, even if it is moved to during the work day. There's some talk about having a state's attorney or assistant state's attorney at our meetings on a rolling basis for whatever might come up. And there was a different conversation, at least in my conversation with the state's attorney, about mostly just wanting to understand what is needed and, you know, with having limited resources, not just having somebody there to be there, but if there are specific reasons to have someone there, they are certainly open to that. And I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Eric, or not.
As to any committee, the chairperson of that committee needs our assistance. We're happy to send somebody, given the understanding that we did not have unlimited resources and obviously budget constraints limit the number of ASAs that we have. Yeah, well, in a perfect world, it would be great to have an assistant state attorney at every committee meeting all the time. but obviously it's just not practical or feasible.
Who's perfect world?
Maybe even from the legal standpoint. So I have reached out to that committee chairperson seeking clarification. I've not heard back from her on that. I just wanted it clear to the rest of the board that we're never unwilling to attend the meeting. We're never unwilling to, no matter when your meeting is, doesn't make a difference to us. It's just when we're needed, we'll be there. If it's just to listen to the discussion and we're not needed, then obviously we will not waste the resource at that particular point. So please understand, we're always open to that. We're never going to tell you no, unless it was physically impossible for us to do. So,
Ms. Sessage?
So that conversation about having you in
at every HR admin committee meeting.
Specific to one committee, but I want to make sure it was also available. If it doesn't apply to John much longer, but if it was finance and they needed something, if it was building and zoning, if it was highway, if it was facility, I mean, it's not limited to one particular committee, but this was a request from one committee to have a person available at all times, and you just can't do that, and you've asked for clarification. I just haven't got a response back.
And I think, you know, part of that issue from there, perspective too is as you kind of alluded to, is, you know, would Matt, you know, want it at PBZ or Amy at Animal Control or you know, at Highway or EDC? Do you have a state's attorney at every one of those? And then we're going to be talking about this at budget season if it turns out that is the case, you know. So we talked about it. He mentioned it to me, and it was an accurate depiction of the conversation that was had. So it's in the minutes and needs to stay in the minutes, but wanted to clarify.
Thank you.
The request there. So, with that, may I have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Motion by Hedrick, seconded by Prochaska. Mr. Prochaska?
Yes, on page 31 of the packet under PBZ committee minutes. Under the
page
item.
31, did you say?
Yes, of the packet. Where it says update on zoning violation at 790 Elgamine Road, I would like to make the request to change the word consensus to majority. Just because there was a dissent on it.
And who was that dissenting vote?
It was me.
Oh, it was. It was I.
Right.
No.
Not I, but no. That's correct, Grant.
He's correct.
It was I.
It's a motion. Who's correct? Oh, Ms. Sessage. So you wanted to weigh in on the grammar rodeo we're having. All right. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special committee reports, VAC. Nothing at this time. Scott, is there anything? Any update on VAC?
I don't have anything for
their last meeting conflicted with our Wednesday meeting after the election, so I wasn't able to. Matt and I both had to miss that one. UCCI, other state associations and organizations, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, yes, the next UCCI meeting will be May 20th down in Springfield. Registration is now open for the summer conference, which will be towards the end of July. The United Counties Council underwrites a lot of the costs for this event, including the registration fee, and we also do underwrite, I believe, $150 per night you stay at a hotel. So UCCI tries to make it as low cost as possible for everyone to attend. In addition, ISACO is keeping track of a lot of state legislation at this time, in particular HB 2596, which many of you may have received an email from an unknown organization asking us, called Save Our Counties, asking you to put in a witness slip opposing it. Reason for the opposition, large-scale opposition across the board, is it would remove bulk of the powers from the county board and give the powers to the county board chairman, including unilateral authority to fire the administrator, the ability to unilaterally hire his own counsel separate from the state's attorney.
That's similar to a mayor, right?
It would be very similar to a mayor.
Oh my God.
this was originally this bill was originally filed by Representative Sam Windling up in Lake County, and people in Springfield jokingly call it the Jack Franks I Want to Be God bill.
Oh, geez.
So most of the county organizations are opposed. The only reason I bring this one up specifically is you've got a special email about it from somebody.
For somebody.
That's it.
Was it God?
Maybe. In the affirmative.
Maybe.
Historic preservation. Is Matt still here?
I have an update.
Scott, do you have an update?
Yeah, they met last night and are continuing to work on the historic preservation ordinance. They approved a plaque for the Historic Preservation Award winner for this year and would like to present it at a county board meeting, if that's all right.
How did they determine that? And
I was the don't know the details of it, okay. But they it's, you know, they work on it with someone in the community and put that together every year. So I don't know the details, but I can get more information.
Got it. For it goes to our Historic Preservation Commission and they review?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Great. Next meeting, or when were they thinking?
I don't know. They got to get the plaque made and get everybody invited. I'm not sure if a night meeting is better for the, so we'll try to organize that when everybody can attend, and I'll let you know.
Thank you. Juvenile Justice Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We're
just gearing up for the Sky Race. It's going to be April 27th, and I want to thank the county board for being a sponsor again this year. And you can still register to participate in the race. It's our one and only fundraiser for the year, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great race, and hope to see you all there.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see all you sign up to run. We do have the paramedics out there, so we'll take care of that, thanks to Crystal Kendall and their representatives. So if you do have an issue, they will be present. How are they going to get you up the hill? I have no idea, but that's a separate issue.
Can I use a golf cart?
I think Dave will let us use the golf cart.
That's cheating.
Do we have one of those big megaphones, too? Faster. Other business? Chairman's report. May have a motion to appoint Elizabeth Holmberg, 708 Mental Health Board, four-year term, expiring February 2023. John Conover, 708 Mental Health Board, four-year term, expiring April 2023. Lynn Kulick, Board of Health, three-year term, expiring April 2022. Scott Kreider, with a C and an I. Elizabeth Seward, Fire District, three-year term, expiring April 2022.
So
motion second. By Kellogg, seconded by Purcell. Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
Yes. Okay. All eyes, thank you. Public comment? Questions from the press?
Jim Wyman, WSPY. What was the presentation to the Health Department by the Finance Committee by John Purcell and Amy Sessage?
What was the question?
What was the presentation you made? What?
Same one we've been talking about.
Just that they need to pay for some benefits. We suggested they
Ms. Sessage?
Do you have that in front of you or not?
I don't have the presentation.
We'll get you a copy, actually.
Yes, we can.
But what, Jim, essentially what we
Mr.
said.
Mr. Purcell.
Sorry. We expect that there'll be some contribution for benefits, as we've expected the last several years. However, the amount that was requested last year, it would be less than that by a couple hundred thousand.
So it was what, 400,000?
Last year was 394 or 414 or something like that. So it was a couple hundred less than that. So it was maybe 2.25 off the top of my head.
Okay.
So it cut it almost in half.
How much in taxes is abated on this thing you talked about with the bonds for the jail and the courthouse?
I have no idea.
Okay. And what was the, which one of the senior services got more than was asked for?
Health Department.
Thank you.
But not 225,000 more.
Which is still good.
Ms. Hessage, do you want to add anything?
Well, I was just going to say to Jim that we did the presentation in hopes that we wouldn't have that, you know, same battle at budget time every year. And so we were kind of trying to come to an agreement with the health department to.
Now instead of November.
Right. And to make a, you know, transition, you know, a little easier each year, you know, when we go to budget hearings. So.
Thank you.
Ms. Purcell.
And Jim, one other follow-up on that. You get like the Todd treatment today, but you were shouting out there earlier. But what we did look at is Dr. Palmer actually said to me. He said the last several years they're not able to sustain in the long term the request, and quite frankly, I doubted him, and quite frankly, he was right. We looked at the last 3 years, the end of the year treasurer's report from November 30th, the cash deficit that the health department had for those 3 years, and we averaged that, and that's additional monies we said we could give, so that way their budget tends to be flat over time. Maybe 1 year would be a surplus, 1 year would be a deficit, but over time that would be a flat budget. So we thought that was a fair way of treating it. We wanted to maintain a fund balance, which I understand. So we thought this is fair, you know, let them maintain their fund balance over time, but also help contribute with the benefits for the staff expenses for their receipt for grants, health insurance, et cetera.
Where will that money be made up in the county budget?
Mr. Kellogg will figure that out.
If I'm appointed to that position.
You'll still figure
it
out.
Thanks.
Maybe, there's no need for executive session. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Prochaska.
Second.
Seconded by Hendricks. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.